USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House now formally expressing disapproval of President Trump's recent actions against Iran. Along party lines, lawmakers yesterday passed a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. It's largely symbolic as the Senate's unlikely to even take it up. Meanwhile, the president was at a rally in Ohio last night where he defended his recent order of an attack to kill a top Iranian general.
Soleimani was actively planning new attacks, and he was looking very seriously at our embassies, and not just the embassy in Baghdad, but we stopped him, and we stopped him quickly, and we stopped him cold.
Saying there were imminent threats, the president said he had no time to consult with congressional leaders first. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
America's NTSB will take part in the investigation into the plane crash in Iran this week that killed 180 people, right around the time Iran was firing ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. It's not clear exactly how much of a role the NTSB will have, and it's not yet speculating on the cause. However, intelligence agencies in the U.S. and Europe say there's growing evidence that it may have been shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, something Iran denies. President Trump not ready to draw any conclusions.
Somebody could have made a mistake. Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question, personally.
The debate stage in Iowa getting a little more crowded. Two new polls released yesterday by Fox News helping billionaire Tom Steyer meet the qualifications for Tuesday's showdown. Steyer is the sixth Democratic presidential hopeful to qualify for that event. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
For the seventh month in a row, fewer people are being stopped and detained at the nation's southwest border. Customs and Border Protection announcing yesterday that enforcement actions declined by 5% in December. Encounters are down a total of 72% since what the department calls the peak of the humanitarian and border security crisis last May. The agency says agents do continue to seize drugs, more than 93,000 pounds of drugs intercepted nationwide last month at the borders. That's a 5% increase as compared to November. Georgia Congressman John Lewis is back at work in Washington. The Democrat representing Atlanta and the civil rights icon returning to the House floor yesterday for the first time since he announced last month he's battling pancreatic cancer. Lewis said previously he plans to carry out his legislative duties while undergoing treatment. Lewis voted in favor of that resolution yesterday to restrain the president's war powers. And Ken Jennings is a win away from being named Jeopardy's greatest of all time. He'd gone on a 74-game winning streak back in 2004 and notched his second win on last night's episode of the greatest of all time tournament. It's pitting the three highest money winners ever against each other, the other two, James Holzhauer and, of course, Brad Rutter. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.